You are something else, man.
Thanks.
You're welcome. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. Because now we'll get to Nate Hobbs another time. Because now you have sparked a conversation in the YouTube comments.
It's almost like I know what I'm doing.
Turns out it's a popular topic.
Yeah, it's almost like sometimes maybe. And I'm going to tease something too. Jesse has audio of. And we've been doing this show together. How many years? About nine. Is that right?
Yes, ninth anniversary coming up.
Jesse's been with us six or seven of those nine. He's done a great job. We appreciate all of his efforts. He said something on the broadcast last night, and I am not being hyperbolic when I say this. It is the dumbest thing an announcer has ever said in the history of any play-by-play sports ever. And I'm not sure when Jesse wants to play that, but I don't think there's going to be, and Jason, I don't think you're going to disagree with my assessment of that. So that's a tease. It will be a hour tease, hour and a half tease, whatever it is, but it is the dumbest thing. So for everybody listening, it's going to be worth your while.
We're going to play some of our greatest hits from last night's baseball broadcast during the 11 o'clock hour of today's show. You can stick around and stay tuned to hear the hits.
Got him in the you-know-whats. Also, don't forget Tausch prank calls, which I wrote down 2.5 weeks ago. Make sure you're – I think it was in the aftermath of the Shadur Sanders situation. By the way, I just like to state for the record, I know you know what you're doing.
I didn't know you knew that.
Your stream of consciousness can be at times challenging.
Totally agree.
And
totally agree.
I do feel as the shepherd of this program, I do feel a responsibility to not simply follow the stream of consciousness.
Agree.
Of you. And I thought the Jair stuff and then getting into Nate Hobbs, who we haven't talked about very much, was worthwhile.
No, but and Jason, in fairness, the Nate Hobbs stuff, I think – because it wasn't like the big sexy splash, I think it's been one of the more underreported pieces of the offseason.
Okay, so
before
we agree.
OTAs, no, I definitely want to learn more about him. You know, I think everybody is kind of assuming he's going to be a slot corner. This is what it's going to happen. And I want to learn more about him. So I wasn't poo-pooing it, but it was the end of an hour. So I'm not going to get into how my mind works. It's a dangerous place.
I don't want to.
But the Nate Hobbs, I am definitely intrigued with why they signed him and what they think.
Well, we'll have plenty of opportunities to talk about him. OTAs are still a couple of weeks away.
BP in Madison. Yeah, screened in porch for a hot tub. Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
So the Four Seasons room, the screened-in porch, the conversation has – they're doing their own show over – which is kind of our show now because we're going to dive into it further – over in the YouTube comments on ESPN Madison's channel, because there's something also called a three-season room I'm learning now.
So they shut it down in the winter? Is that what my guess would be?
So Gériard in Canton, Ohio – our French correspondent in Ohio. So John and Gériard are discussing this. So the Four Season Room, it's an enclosed porch. It's insulated so that it can be used all four seasons. Thank you, John.
Okay.
But Three Season Rooms are uninsulated and can be used in the spring, the summer, and fall months.
Sure.
So it's framed in. It's got siding, but it doesn't have... the insulation, so it's not warm enough to use in the winter.
It's not screened, right? So it's like a normal, just kind of a appendage to a house. Would that be the way to kind of describe that, a three seasons?
Apparently. Again, I didn't know what a four seasons room was, so I'm probably not the guy to ask, but I am intrigued because then Steven says, I love sleeping in a three season porch with screens. So now I'm confused again. Does it have screens or not?
Well, you get that fresh air without the bugs at night. I'm just trying to collect information. Yeah, okay, great.
On the talk and text line, the Carbless talk and text line, 844-770-3776 from a 608 number. Again, remember, if you're an early first-time texter, Make sure you include your name so we can put you in our contacts. Fans and a little shade keep screen porches comfy. We use ours year-round except for the few real cold days we get anymore. Most four-season rooms are mostly glass, so pretty much a three-season room. Mm. So, again, I'm learning. We don't have any of those. We have a deck. We have a little patio area.
Hey, you got a pool, too.
We do not. When the pool is gone, we've got a volleyball court.
Volleyball. Okay.
And then we got our little driving range that we've put together where the swing set used to be. It's a fun backyard. I like it. But I don't have a three, four seasons room. I don't have a screened-in porch. And that's what Tausch is doing the show from.
Your house is a four seasons room. Like your house is. No, it is.
It's what?
Your house needs to be a four seasons room. Otherwise,
if it's not, you're in trouble.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Then why isn't a four seasons room? Why is it called a four seasons room? Why isn't it called just one of the rooms?
The reason is because you don't insulate it the same as one of our texters just put out. A four seasons room wants to give you a vibe of it's not really a part of your house, but it's a part of your house. The four seasons room is I am going to experience the season that I'm in. Like your four seasons house got the air conditioner going, blah, 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 blah. Here uh-huh. It's, oh boy, if I go out here and I don't do something special, I'm going to freeze my tuchus off. Or it's going to be super hot because I don't have air conditioning out in said room. Uh-huh. That's how that is viewed, Jason.
No heat or air goes to the like sunroom, three seasons, whatever you want to call that. Yeah, that's where the clarification is on. There's also usually more windows, so it's more like natural light.
It's almost scenic.
Feels like you're a little more outside as opposed to your regular house.
I think what happens is it's more of a vacation part of your house. It's if you don't want to go, like you don't like leaving your house.
I went on vacation to buy Porsche.
You should have one.
This, of all people that not have a three or four seat, you need to, because this could be like, hey kids, we're going so and so. We're just go upstairs and there's our four seasons room. Because you won't travel with your whatever the case. I'm not going to get into all that, but you need to
probably have
more so than anybody else. No, I stopped.
Yeah. Okay, well, I feel like I learned something. And a four seasons room would be a place where you would put, say, a chair that is affixed to the ceiling that could or could not come crashing down if someone who's heavier set.
This would be a screened in. You wouldn't put a chair like this hanging in a four seasons room, but you would a screened in porch. Okay. Like, that's the difference.
All right.
And you know what? You need them insured. American Family Insurance is the place to go. American Family Insurance, a proud sponsor of Wilde and Tausch for almost 100 years. They've been committed to making life better with the right home and auto protection. Also, you're free to enjoy your dreams. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent today at amfam.com.
We have a three seasons room with a concrete floor.
Oh, I love that.
Jim on the south side writes on the Carbless Talking text line, in the winter, the sun heats the concrete and the room is usable most of the winter.
I wonder how often Jimmy and the family are out there, though, with the concrete floor in the middle of winter, hoping that the sun is radiating
barefoot.
The floor.
Yeah, barefoot.
I'm guessing Jimmy's time in the sun, and maybe I'm wrong, in the winter. Probably, if he didn't have a fireplace in there, I'm guessing his time is pretty limited there. Maybe not.
Well, I feel much smarter. I don't know. If I had differentiating between three and four seasons rooms and screened-in porches were on the show sheet.
Was not on there. Can confirm.
I know Jesse seems very intrigued by this Caleb Williams story. Is that fair to say?
I am. Yes.
Okay.
I'm intrigued by Hobbs. Like, I really want to know more about.
Well,
Hobbs.
Too bad you missed your window. We'll talk about this Caleb Williams situation. I did read a little more about it. I will say this, Ben Johnson, not a funny guy with his lame joke at Matt LaFleur's expense, but I thought he handled this story pretty well yesterday when he talked about it as well. We'll talk about it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Caleb Williams is going to have to wait right alongside Nate Hobbs. Because old T...
Screened in porch?
No. Just sent this along from Albert Breer. Now, again, Bert and I have known each other for a really long time. I think he would be okay with me giving him grief about... We have to be careful about what we can take at face value, because he apparently thinks... that Aaron Rodgers and Romeo Doubs are good buddies, and I'm not sure that's accurate, but he's really good at what he does for the MMQB. He just posted this. NFL owners will vote next week to radically change playoff seeding.
Pick your opponent. Let's go. Is he pick your opponent guy?
Doing it strictly by record and reseeding after the first round. They will also vote on the push play, the tush-push proposal, but that for now remains the same as it ever was in March. So, all right, first of all, so we're going to basically do away with divisions.
Yeah, division
you're going to play teams in your divisions,
yep.
But it won't matter for playoff seeding.
Hate it. Hate that part of it. Hate it. Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Reseeding after the first round, they do that anyway.
No, they don't.
The hell they don't.
Do they?
The team that has the first round bye plays the lowest seeded remaining team.
Yep.
So, like, in the Packers' case, it wasn't a bracket when they upset Dallas.
No. Yeah, you're right. And they had to go play San Fran, the number one
seed. Right.
So, help me understand. Well, then what is Brewer talking about? How are they going to reseed it?
They're going to have like a committee that says, okay, here's the four teams remaining, and we say...
Herbstreit's going to put in some extra SEC teams.
We actually think the Eagles are the best now, and the Lions are number two, because the Eagles look so good in the wild card round.
Well, they can't reseed and take home field from a top
seed.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
What do they mean reseed, Jason?
I don't know. It's not my report. So I will look into that. But again...
Well, it's your buddy Burt's.
I know Bert. Yeah, he does a good job.
Why do they call him Bert? Oh, because it's Albert.
Albert.
I never heard any Al. No. Was Bert Blyleven Albert Blyleven?
It's a great question.
Bert Behome by Blyleven. What a great nickname. Bert Behome by Blyleven.
By the way, according to Wikipedia, Rick, R-I-K, Albert with two A's. A-A-L-B-E-R-T, Blyleven.
That's a little bit...
is a Dutch-American former professional baseball pitcher and color commentator. Much like you were a color commentator yesterday on baseball.
Yeah, me and Bert.
So apparently, his actual first name, he's Dutch, is like Rick as in Rick Smits, R-I-K, and then Albert with two A's. So I guess he is Bert because of Al Bert. So apologize to Albert Breer. But I don't think the reseeding thing is the headline here. The headline here is that they're going now. Whether or not they vote in favor of it, I don't know. But this was proposed. The meeting is in Minneapolis, which I didn't realize. Maybe we should go. I don't think they're going to have a radio row set up, but. The idea of doing away with the significance of winning your division, I don't know, Jim. I'm not sure I'm a fan of that at all. And just because there's been a few instances over the years where a team won its division with a lesser record, I don't think that's enough to change the entire system, but maybe I'm wrong. You're on my side on that, though.
Yeah, the divisional piece to this, I understand there's been times, you know, Seattle way back in the day finished like 7-9 and got a home game and beat a team with a better record. And last year, obviously, Minnesota has a great regular season, falls short of Detroit. They have to go play a road game and get beat. There are going to be times where that is unfortunately
exceptions.
The case. Yeah. Yes, but to take away the biggest, I guess, the first carrot that teams look at and say, all right, this is what we need to do. You want to stress the importance of regional rivalries. That stuff's important. Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Green Bay, Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota. Winning your division needs to continue to be a staple of giving yourself a chance to have the most postseason success. And even if that means a team like the Vikings, who had a great regular season last year, having to go play on the road, hey, tough luck. The division was great last year. Doesn't mean it's going to be great this year. Doesn't mean it won't happen down the road. I don't like that at all. And as far as the reseeding part goes, that's where I would like to find out what does that even mean? And if the NFL really wants to get into the entertainment game, which they do, I plead with them. And I don't know who the person is that is going to head up this amendment to the playoff constitution. But, Jason, I want you to go up to Minnesota. If you can, you should go up there. You love the mall. That's one of your things.
I do love the mall.
Why you would not implement a team that wins and earns the number one seed, does all the things right, and they get to pick who their opponent is in the divisional round, the drama and everything the NFL is all about, and revenue drive, and Netflix and Amazon, and you don't think people want a little more drama with their sports? They do. So let's figure out a way to do that. This is the way to do it. Let's stop with this. Well, we could do this, and let's get a committee to do this. Jerry Jones, you're the one seed with the Dallas Cowboys. You don't want any part of the G&G, even though they're the seventh seed. You can say, you know what, man, I want to get me a chance at the New York Giants. That's who I want to play in the first round of the playoffs in the division. Let's see that happen, and then the outrage, and then the bulletin board material. That is the way forward in the entertainment world that we're living in. Let's get this thing rolling.
All right, so I just want to point this out. If we're being honest about the division issue, the Packers, the Lions, and the Vikings all ending up with double-digit wins last year was in part because they got to play the worst division in football as their match division, right? I mean, 15-2, 14-3, and 11-6. The Packers went 11-6. They went 10-1 in games outside their division and 1-5 within their division. That tells me that they got to play, based on how they did against their own division teams, lesser teams outside the division. You cannot make that equal if you are going to say, well, you get the best record. Like, there's got to be another element there, doesn't there? Like, some sort of, like, strength of schedule or how else are they going to do this?
Jason, because not everything needs to be tweaked. This is one of those things that because there's something happened, you don't need to overreact. The Packers won the division the year Rodgers busts his collarbone. San Francisco has to come on out to a cold day at Lambeau, and they probably were thinking, this is unfair. We should be playing in Santa Clara. If you're a good enough football team and you had a great regular season, you're going to go beat a bad divisional winner. You're going to. If you're not, you're not Super Bowl caliber anyway.
Yeah.
So I think you're sometimes looking for solutions to problems that come up every 10 or 15 years. And the core staple of your league back in the 1920s or whatever year they started this, and it was the Janesville squad and Beloit and all the other cities that had it came, it was a regional thing. It is now a national, international behemoth. Don't lose sight of what gets you to those spots, and that is these fierce rivalries where battling to win a division and getting a home game is a big blanking deal. And when you take that away, you're going to lose a little something, and you're going to water down that back half of the playoff system more than you probably want to. I don't like it. I don't think it's a good idea.
I love the Decatur Staleys and the Racine Cardinals, that's for sure. I also love, if I was ever driving to Decatur or driving to Racine, I could stop at Quick Trip on my way.
I did this morning, a little Caruba for old T. Life's busy, Quick Trip gets it. I was craving a fresh coffee. Soon as I did, hop on into Quick Trip, grab one. You know, also Quick Trip has everything, a variety of apps and meals, and they're ready when you need them to be. Head over to Quick Trip where they're serving up their legendary, no ordinary chicken. Juicy chicken tenders or boneless wings that are hand-breaded, fried to perfection, and ready to go. Grab that Quick Trip crispy chicken sandwich. It's perfect for a quick bite. Or you can get an 8-piece fried chicken meal that feeds the whole crew. Or you can take the challenge, the 4-meal challenge from the rotisserie chicken on Monday. I think I'm going to try it. I am going to go through the process. I'm going to try to get that. And especially now you can get Nature's Touch butter for $2.99. Buns from the Quickery, that's 8-count, 2 for $3. Plus you get bananas and onions and baked potatoes, 29 cents a pound. Head on over to Quick Trip. They got everything you need. They will make your road trip that much easier. Use the Quick Rewards for every visit. Get all kinds of great perks with that. Use the curb pickup, curbside delivery, or pickup at Quick Trip as well. And we will see you next time.
We're supposed to do Where's Wildy next. I don't have the faintest idea what's going to happen next on this show. We'll all find out together with Tausch from his birdcage. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
He's got a Chevrolet that don't always run and the radio never turns down. He's got a pedigree that's no good for nothing, no commas in his bank account. But there's a girl at the hole in the wall where he plays. Don't take her eyes off the stage, she loves his southern drawl from north of Atlanta. That Silverado he got parked outside, loves it. Cranking 89 Alabama.
The time has come.
Hobbsy?
Unless...
Caleb?
You have something you'd like to... Before no. we do...
No, I'm not going to do that again.
In this segment. It may happen later in the program.
True.
I don't know what Jesse has for Where's Wildy, but I would like to think that it will lead to some measure of Packers conversation. So let's give that a shot.
Since he often saves his best material for other shows...
If there's something difficult we need to talk about, let's have the conversation.
We're bringing the other shows to us.
I would be very leery if I was a Packers fan.
Or are we?
Packers takes a lot of days, man.
It's time to play Where's Wildy?
Trying to find out where Jason shared his best material of the week on the ESPN Wisconsin airwaves. Where's
Certainly
Wildy?
Certainly not on this show, am I right?
Rarely have the opportunity to when it comes to Packers on this show. Sick burn, bro.
Love to hear more about Hobbs. I know that. I'm curious what Hobbs is up to.
You and a lot of our audience.
We had an opportunity to do so. Here is...
Did we?
We did. Here is Where's Wildy clip number...
Does Nate Hobbs have a Four Seasons room?
Here is Where's Wildy clip number one.
One of the guys that I think the world of is John Schneider. And he told him when he was in Seattle, he was there multiple times, by the way. He told him, you're going to be a head coach someday in this league. The bottom line is that this is a guy who is a really good football mind. And he's new school as opposed to Tom Clemens, who's old school. Like, in Jordan Love's first season as the starter, he could have been in the same quarterback room, not as the coach of it, but as the... backup quarterback behind him.
Where's Wildy?
Talking about Sean Mannion.
Thought it would be talking about Orlovsky. I think he's on Get Up with Dan Orlovsky. Is that one of the options or not?
That is not.
Now, whatever happened with that? I wonder if he got that interview.
No, he didn't get the job, though. I know he was thinking about getting into it. I'm going to say that sounded pretty clean. I'll say KBN. I think that's a KBNer.
Kyle Bruston-Norman, weekdays starting at 2 on ESPN Wisconsin, is Tausch's guess. Jason?
I'm going to guess the Homer Hour with Steve the Homer True.
Weekdays starting at 5 on ESPN Milwaukee at ESPN Beaver Dam. One of you is right, and that one is Jason. The Homer Hour.
Way to
go.
I should have known. Yeah, with KBN, you probably wouldn't get into the depth of this. You know, you wouldn't probably have gotten into the depth. So that's a mistake by me.
The group thinkers.
I find it interesting the fact I know Aaron Rodgers when he was the quarterback, I think lamented for a while. He wanted a old quarterback that he could draw experiences from, even though he is the biggest Tom Clements advocate I know. I think it's funny that, you know, Sean Mannion had a journeyman career, and it sounds like he's going to end up being a head football coach. You want, and this was always one of the things I think from Mike McCarthy that I think he missed on. I want to be around guys that are going to become head coaches. I want that leadership part, but I want coaches that other coaches are clamoring to get. I don't want coaches that they're like, oh yeah, Lenny's been there 32 years. He does a good job. I want to be like, I'm going to go get that guy. That's the kind of coach. That's what you're looking for. And hopefully that's what happens with Sean Mannion as Jordan Love elevates. When we get onto Hard Rock and we can look at some futures bets, you get this thing turned around. I would love for LaFleur to start looking at things the way Sean McVay is, where you just get your guys and they keep cycling through, bringing new ideas in for your program, and these young star coaches go on to big things at other places.
So I'm curious, because you obviously played for Joe Philbin, who did not play in the league. You played for Larry Bechtel, who you loved, and he didn't play in the league. You also
fairly
played for...
certain he didn't. Yeah, I would think he didn't. He's 5 foot, three, built like a tea kettle. I don't think he played in the end, but maybe I'm wrong.
For the Decatur Staleys.
R.I.P. to my guy, yes. Big Beck.
Showed him incredible respect. But also, and we know you loved Bechtel. That was a funny joke. But you also played for Campy, who did play in the league. He was Brett Favre's first center with the Packers.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a... Because, no, Sean Mannion was not a starting quarterback for 10 years in the NFL. But Doug Peterson wasn't either. He became a head coach, a Super Bowl-winning head coach. Like, as a player, having been one yourself, does it matter if a guy has NFL playing experience? Mike McCarthy didn't have it, right? So how does that, as a player, how much does that matter to you?
I think there's an instant credibility that the coach understands it, but I'm going to tell you this. Players really only care about winning and making money. And if there is a former NFL coach that is empathetic, but you win 5 or 6 games, they're going to be fine with that player coach getting fired. It's about results, mm-hmm. and it's about leadership. And I think you want to have former players on your staff. I don't know how many great former big-time players. I'm talking big-time. Deion, obviously, with the success that he's had turning around Colorado. But how many big-time players have ever been big-time coaches in the NFL? Who is the gold standard of that? I'm talking big-time. Is there a Mike Ditka is probably the top of the list?
Probably.
And I don't think Ditka wasn't a big X's and O's guy. Today's game is more about X's and O's, I think, than it has ever been. So Andy Reid, I think he could be a great leader of men, but I think his creativity and how he develops an offense is what's made him successful.
Yeah.
And he's a leader, and he's got the credibility to do it. But I don't, it does, to answer your question, unwieldy-like, which is short, it doesn't matter.
Tony Dungy played in the league. Yeah. Herm Edwards played in the league. Like, there's plenty of guys that played.
So I put Dungy, Ditka. But I'm talking about, like, Ditka was a Hall of Fame player.
Right.
Dungy was not.
I would also just, as I look at the Packers coaching staff, then we'll get to the next Where's Wilde clip. Matt LaFleur obviously didn't play in the league. Played for the Omaha Beef, which not many head coaches can say they did. But Stenovich was with you in camp, but I'm not even sure how many regular season NFL games he ever played. Luke Butkus went to camp a few times.
Went to Kemp?
Sean,
what was Sean that? Did you say Kemp? Went to Kemp?
He went to camp.
He went to camp?
Bag. He carried a bag.
He sounded very Northeastern dare.
But Ben Sermons, Jason Vrabel, like
Jason,
none of those guys.
I think we've seen this in pretty much all sports, and there is no doubt. I think players that are so elite, they can't get their head wrapped around how other players that aren't as talented as them can't do that, and their patience isn't where it needs to be. Yep. I don't want a great player being – I want the guy that struggled and lamented and understands it, but is smart as a whip. That's what I'm looking for.
And this is where I love to tell the story of sitting down with my childhood idol, Robin Yount, at spring training back when he was their hitting instructor, roving hitting instructor, when it was the J.J. Hardy, Ricky Weeks, Prince Fielder, Corey Hart era, and all those guys swore by him. And I asked him exactly that. I'm like, how are you able to relate with these guys considering you're a Hall of Famer who has 3,000 hits? And he said, because I had to work my ass off to be good. There are some guys that it comes so naturally to them that they can't coach. And he, because of what it took for him to be the player he was more relatable to those guys, at least in his opinion and in their opinion.
There's something you said there that I am going to start implementing in every phase of my life. I am going to be roving. You can put roving in front of everything, and you can be semi-expert, and you can kind of bounce in and out of. I am a roving fisherman. What does that mean?
Let's be honest. You're a roving host.
Good one.
Where's Wilde?
Next.
Congratulations. You ran 9 minutes of music out on one answer to Where's Wilde. Nicely done. Here.
Hobbs.
Yeah.
Hobbsy.
Here is Where's Wilde clip number two.
Either way, even though Tausch always messes up this saying, you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And so either you're running a lengthy gauntlet and then you have a very late buy, or you have an early buy, now you're running that gauntlet late. And again, I would underscore the fact, too, that they use up whatever benefit there is to playing a Thursday night game by ending up with that in week two. I'm guessing if I was sitting with Matt LaFleur right now, having a Pinot Grigio or whatever it is he drinks, he's probably irritated with how early the buy comes for his team.
Where's Wilde?
Tausch?
You think Matt LaFleur's soft? Is that what you just did right there?
No.
Why didn't you say he's out in his garage having a beer, like a beer, an old Coors Light in a beer fridge?
Because I like saying Pinot Grigio.
Why do we assume that people who drink Pinot Grigio are soft, Tausch?
Jesse, do
Good
you
comeback,
think
Jesse?
Do you think that NFL coaches with a pinky out sipping on a Pinot Grigio on their porch, screened in, is soft or tough? What do you think? You know what you think, and now you're getting skirted, so you don't want to say it. What's the original question here? Because that's all I can think of.
Where did he say this?
Oh, KBN.
Weekday starting at 2 on ESPN Wisconsin is Tausch's guest. Jason.
Yeah, it sounds like I'm in the car, probably on my way to Maddie's track meet. I'm going to say KBN also.
The guess is KBN. Weekday starting at 2. You both are wrong. That was on the ESPN Wisconsin schedule release special on Wednesday night with Alex Schoff and Gabe Neitzel.
I am getting so fed up with this foolishness.
I do handle disappointments so well.
That's irritating.
All right, you got one more.
Schedule release.
It was on the ESPN Wisconsin airwaves.
I'm not arguing with
the criteria of the show.
Jesse,
Strofe and Gabe did a great job examining the schedule. Jason joined. It was great insight on Wednesday night for those who wanted that content.
All right, I get it. I don't have to like it, but I get it. Next. It's just not fair. The Packers never get any home games. Oh, it's not fair. The Packers get too many home games to start the season. Who said that? Baby Wildy on Wildy and Tausch earlier this week.
I'm not playing.
Let's see if Tausch can get on the board with this. This should be an easy one.
I'm good, guys. I have to use my golf announcer voice as Sydney is playing in her first golf tournament this afternoon. So I only have a few minutes for you today, and I'll be doing it like Jim Nance at the Masters. Hello, friends.
Where's Wildy?
Oh my God, you are so.
She was
the annoying.
Hour. She was so good. She
the
was
annoying hour.
She played really well.
The
I'm
annoying
really
hour.
What did she shoot?
She what shot a 55 shoot? In her first nine-hole course match or tournament. She finished 20th out of 65 kids.
That's
having never
good.
Been on a big boy course before.
Upper
that
echelon.
Very good.
Yeah.
Would you have beaten her if you played same tees at the same course?
I would say this. There was not a lot of water and not a lot of woods.
So you would.
So I think I feel like I would have done. I might have gotten like a 51. So, yeah, I don't know. But she
are you not going to do this strictly because you don't want to be proven right or wrong? Like I'm just so dumbfounded. Like, this is a hill that you refuse to climb. This isn't.
And this
going
is
up
a
Middleton.
This is a hill that you continue to drag me to at every opportunity. Maybe that's why.
No,
like,
that's not
you
why.
Brought up.
That's
like,
not why.
Here's what you do. You're such a jackwagon. Here's,
okay.
Like, we're talking about how excited we are for the AmFam Championship at a new course, the TPC Wisconsin. And, of course, we can't even talk about golf.
There.
You have to say,
you ain't
no,
breaking
it has nothing
there.
To do with the conversation. There's no way you're breaking 200 there.
You're not. You're not. I want to see you try. I do. I want to see you try.
Well, maybe your motivational techniques are lacking.
No, you need to be pushed, and nobody pushes you in life. You just coast along. Someone needs to push you, and I'm going to be the shover.
And you're
of
just
this.
The guy to do it. I will say this.
What are you looking at?
That's right, guys.
Jesse gives me that look like, oh, I'm uncomfortable. Get uncomfortable. Be uncomfortable being uncomfortable.
It was the
How's
Damn
that?
Sports Show on ESPN Beaver Dam weekdays at 4 o'clock with Corey and Wally. Nice.
That's all
no, it
guessed.
Was actually Wally and Corey's schedule release. Show that was later that day on Beaver Day.
I would just I've how many segments of this hour do we have left now? I've completely
one
lost
more
track.
One more to go.
Hobbsy. Okay, we got the Hobbsy hour.
Yeah, right.
Up.
I would like to thank you for bringing up your need for a driver earlier in the week because my buddy Sean Rozacek from TaylorMade was inundated with texts that he had been mentioned on our program. He was traveling, and now good. It reminded me that I need to get clubs so I can play. So thank you for your service.
Yeah,
I
you're
appreciate
welcome.
That.
So when are we going out trying to the break for 200? When are we? When is that episode?
Whoa,
that will be on
Nelly!
At what point do you see yourself no longer discussing this?
Never.
That may increase the likelihood.
It. Once we go out and do it, how fun is that going to be? Jesse
okay.
will do play-by-play, and we're just going to have a walk. We'll take a beat, we'll have a walk, and we'll grab a lunch. How fun does that sound?
Not as fun as the Memorial Day sale, which is underway right now at Steinhoffel's. Save 10% off store-wide. Plus, get amazing deals like a Sealy mattress for just $199. Desks starting at $449. And queen beds starting at only $629. Plus, you'll save up to $1,000 on patio furniture. And you can take advantage of Steinhoffel's 18-month 0% financing. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader, and they're 100% employee-owned. So shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Jesse, I want to make sure that we're on the same page here because we're so excited about having Vortex Golf on board with the rangefinder and the swag bag that this week's trivia winner will receive. When would you like to do trivia? Because I know Michael in the YouTube comments gets irritated, but we're really proud of trivia. We love trivia. And I don't want to forget to do it, and I really don't want to do end of show trivia because that's when we do Feel Good Friday.
Well, since we just talked so much Packers during that segment, I think it's good now to step away and do Wildy and Tausch trivia presented by Vortex Golf right now. I think this is a good time for it.
I thought we might be in sync there. All right, what's the category? What caller do you want?
Per Tausch's request, the NHL playoffs is today's trivia category. So we're talking sports next segment. Caller, I don't know, seven game series. Let's do caller seven.
All right, caller 7 right now, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 7 plays trivia. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is our crew.
Ground ball is short. Ortiz gobbles it up, throws to first in time, and Nick Mears pulls the magic act.
You're listening to Madison's new home for Milwaukee Brewers baseball, 100.5 ESPN.
For trivia, and time to be reminded of what an awesome new opportunity our trivia winners have to win from Vortex Golf.
Wildy and Tausch trivia is brought to you by Vortex Golf, rangefinders you can bet on.
Vortex Golf, they've got binos, they've got swag bags, they've got rangefinders. Tausch, do you generally use a rangefinder?
I do.
Are those legal in tournaments?
I don't play tournaments, so I don't know.
Hmm. Are they legal if you're trying to break 200 at TPC?
I believe it is a legal tool to use in tournaments. I don't see why it wouldn't be. It's a standard piece of golf equipment.
You just kind of made me feel bad, Jason. I had a couple people text me saying, lay off of Jason. And I'm like, all right,
who texted you? Who is standing in support of me?
Nobody.
Who?
You just made that get up. Into it. No, I did get it. I did get some texts on it, and you don't know who they are, so it doesn't really matter. The bottom line on it is, I'm going to stop with it, even though I think you should do it. I think it'd be great for content. It'd be great for you. And I'm irritated that I guess am I. Jesse, am I coming off as a bully on this? A
little bit.
All right.
But also, I think Jason should do it.
That's a fine line, then. I'm not 100% sure how to handle that. Because I don't want to be a bully.
Boy, this Caleb Williams story is really something. All right, let's get to trivia. Let's welcome in our contestant. Don't feel bad.
Oh,
you're just
really
a jerk.
I don't feel really bad about it. But I didn't think you did. I do like to get kind of checked. I like it.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Amen.
Let's welcome in our contestant because he is a first-time contestant. It is Joe in Milwaukee, who I don't think is the same as up north Joe. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
Two questions, unless Tausch has other ones that he'd like to interrupt with. One, are you a golfer? So would the Vortex Golf rangefinder and swag bag help you?
I could probably get below 200, I think, yeah.
Well, we all have goals. Nicely done.
Oh, Nelly!
You fit in well here, Joe.
Not to be a bully, Joe, but do you think Jason can?
I haven't seen him golf. I'm not really sure.
Smart answer there. Better than I'm presented as being on the program. Let's just leave it at that. Second, what do you know a lot about hockey?
Enough, I think. We'll find out, I guess.
I was just going to say, well, we're about to find out because the category is the NHL playoffs. Tausch, from your sunroom, three seasons, whatever it is, room, are you participating in this or
no.
are you just going to listen?
I'm out.
Classic.
That's what I thought. Indeed. All right, Joe, here's question one.
Ask for the category and doesn't even play.
Yeah, it's on brand, wouldn't you think? The good news is he's leaning back in his birdcage chair, so you can barely see him at this point. All you can see is the Cardinal hat. Question one, Joe. Which all-time great NHL player, along with the rest of his team, was eliminated from the NHL playoffs last night in Game 5 of their second round series? Was it Alex Ovechkin, Sidney Crosby, or Wayne Gretzky Jr.?
We'll go with Ovechkin.
One for one. Question two. A lot of losing here. Question
only
two.
Only one team wins it, Jason.
I understand.
Negative Nelly, they call him when it comes to hockey.
Indeed.
Trivia.
Much like the Sun Prairie East Cardinals in that baseball game you called yesterday. 2-1. Great game. Which team that lost Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final last year? Oh, this one's a winning question. Advanced to the Western Conference Finals for the second straight season with an overtime victory on Wednesday night. Was it the Vegas Golden Knights, the Edmonton Oilers, or the Winnipeg Jets?
Well, do the Oilers.
Two for two. Question three, and a chance at a clean sweep. And four entries for the Vortex Golf Rangefinder and Swag Bag is this. Which remaining team in the NHL playoffs plays its home games at the Lenovo Center, which I think is the kind of ThinkPad, iPad, computer.
It's a computer.
Yeah. Is it the Florida Panthers, the Carolina Hurricanes, or the Toronto Maple Leafs?
Let's go for the Hurricanes.
So, Jesse, are you telling me that it's Edmonton, Florida, Carolina, and Toronto that are still left?
One series is not done yet.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's, well, yeah, Florida and Toronto are still playing.
Okay.
Carolina has advanced, Edmonton has advanced, and actually Dallas and Winnipeg are still playing, too, so...
Oh, okay.
They're still in it, yeah. So, Winnipeg survived last night.
Canadian correspondents, the Clinkster, cheering for those Winnipeg Jets. And we were cheering for you, Joe, and you nailed it. All three questions correct. You got four entries into the drawing, which we're going to do when we lead into Woe Nelly at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Love you guys.
I love you guys.
I love the fact that he's a first-time contestant, but he knows enough about the show to drop a love you guys. Love it.
I love that you love that.
I know that you also love Bucky Badger, that cute rascal, and your newfound membership at UW Credit Union.
It's not that new anymore. We're chomping away here. Not as long as you, of course, as Mr. Topper over here has always got a top. But Jason, you know, every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Proudly serving Wisconsin for over 90 years, they're going to help you reach your financial goals. And people ask me, OT, why did you join UW Credit Union? It's to keep your banking local. Yep. Is it member first service? Absolutely. I love great perks. That's another reason. But between us, I just love Bucky. You can't say no to that little rascal. If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. FanDuel will make you do crazy things, but boy, does this make sense. Become a UW Credit Union member like me and get your Bucky card. Federally insured by NCUA. Terms and conditions do apply.
We've made it through one full show, I think, yesterday, and now two-thirds of a show today. I mean, of course, we've talked about baseball play-by-play and color commentary and Tausch's rock pillow that he's got his iPad on and the sunroom concept. But I think it's been since Wednesday that we even brought up Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Mm.
That is about to change.
Uh-oh.
When we kick off the 11
is this
o'clock
breaking
hour.
News? Is there something
no,
breaking that
no,
I didn't see?
No, no, okay. No, right. No. But we are going to talk a little bit about him because that's what people are talking about, and we'll do it in 2 minutes. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.